Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Secretly Hers by Jamie Beck, performed by Kate Rudd. For Catherine, I'm sorry I can't bring Trip to life for you, but I can make this your book. Chapter 1. Kelsey adjusted her plastic tiara and entered Sweet Cake's bakery, smiling. Her niece Fiona clutched the cheap satin skirt of Kelsey's Sleeping Beauty costume with one hand, while the other waved a bejeweled princess wand through the air. The child's blonde curls bobbed as she bounced on her toes. Her pale blue eyes, the same icy color as her own princess costume, twinkled as she studied the rows of cupcakes behind the glass display case. Kelsey could practically hear the Ballard sisters raising their eyebrows as they snickered in the corner. It wasn't the first time Kelsey had been ridiculed in the tiny Rocky Mountain ski town of Sterling Canyon, and she doubted it would be the last. Not that she cared one whit about other people's opinions of her or her tendency to go overboard for the people she loved. And there were few people she loved as much as she loved Fee. So if Fee wanted them to dress up as princesses on her 5th birthday, then Kelsey would happily grant her wish. "Princess Fiona," she announced. "Which do you prefer, chocolate, vanilla, or red velvet?"
"All of them."
Fee pressed her little nose against the glass before glancing upward, shamelessly batting her lashes.
"Please, Aunt Kelsey."
Kelsey grinned even though she could hear her older sister Mora's exasperated voice echoing in her mind. "If she hadn't come from my body, I'd swear Fee was your daughter." The thought prompted both a surge of pride and a pang of jealousy. She and Fee did look and act like mother and child, but they were not. Kelsey ached to be a mother, but today she'd content herself with being the best darn aunt this side of the Mississippi. Tomorrow she'd heed her panicky biological clock and resume her search for a happily ever after with someone worthy, whoever he turned out to be. "All three," Kelsey pretended to carefully consider the idea. "Sprinkles, too, I suppose."
"Oh, yes,"
Fee jumped twice. "Okay, pumpkin," Kelsey fingered Fee's curls. "But don't tell your mom I gave you 3 cupcakes or this will be our last birthday party." Kelsey could imagine Mora lecturing her about healthy habits, but spoiling Fee was the advantage of being an aunt. Kelsey paid for the small box of cupcakes, then considered her surroundings. She didn't regret coming to town midweek dressed like a buffoon, but she didn't need to prolong the spectacle either. After all, she had current and future clients to consider. Her real estate business was taking off, and she intended to keep it that way. Contrary to most people's opinions, being blonde, buxom, and big-hearted didn't make her stupid. Kelsey understood that faux crystal-embroidered costumes did not scream professional.
"Shall we take these home to eat?" she affected a British accent. "We can dine on the balcony and preside over our royal subjects." "And watch for Prince Charming!"
Fee twirled on one foot, her wand once more slicing through the air. "Oh, honey, I think Prince Charming and all his brothers have fled the land." She grinned at Fee's pout.
"But never fear. We princesses will take control of our own destinies."
Fee's forehead creased in confusion as they departed the store. "I know, Prince Charming does have his benefits." Kelsey lifted the hem of her gown, focusing on her stiletto-clad feet while descending the 2 steps leading to the sidewalk of the old silver mining town, with its 130-year-old Victorian buildings nestled in the shadows of the San Juan mountain range. Her gaze remained fixed on the rhinestone ankle clasps of her awesome new shoes until she collided with Trip Lexington and stumbled backward.
"Gotcha."
Trip's hands gently squeezed her waist until she wriggled free. To her irritation, her pulse sped up when his cool green eyes sparkled with amusement and testosterone. At least he'd caught her before she landed on her butt. The box of cupcakes, not so lucky.
"Sorry."
She tipped up her chin and once more straightened her loosened tiara. She expected...